You must post it with notices against hunters and all kinds of destroyers who break and pick and carry away. If you live in Massachusetts, the State Audubon Society will furnish you at small expense with excellent cloth warnings to tack up about the borders of the sanctuary. In some states, the Fish and Game Commissions will take over the land and post and police it for a time. Over the entrance, on the twin pines or upon a big overhanging limb, should be placed a sign reading, "Please do not harm nor make alarm." Within the sanctuary, you will open narrow trails running crisscross to every different part and particularly interesting place and thing. And under a cover at the entrance, a map of these trails may well be hung, showing not only the way they go and their names, but also the whole size and shape of the land. In addition to this map, it will be a good thing to post a list of the birds known to nest within the sanctuary, another list of the winter birds that visit it, together with those that stay the year round. So with the flowers, the shrubs and trees, the animals, and other wild forms. Many of us do not get away from our own villages and out of our towns for any kind of vacation. We cannot go far for nature, but nature can be brought close to us. A small sanctuary of a few waste acres or a few rich men's acres within easy reach of town and village will soon win the confidence of bird and flower and beast, and before we know it, they will all be living happily within its protecting borders. The possession of such a place, the sharing of such a place with all wild inhabitants, would be a blessing to our village and to us. We American people deeply need the freedom and friendliness of the open spaces, and we need to get this touch of nature in our earliest childhood. Nature, along with books and friends, should be a chief source of happiness to everyone.